It's Patrick Hutzel from intensivecarehotline.com, where we instantly improve the lives for families of critically ill patients in intensive care so that you can make informed decisions, get peace of mind, real power, real control, and so that you can influence decision-making fast, even if you're not a doctor or a nurse in intensive care. This is another episode of Your Questions Answered. And in last week's episode, I answered another question from our readers. And the question last week was part one of my husband had open heart surgery with complications. He's not waking up. He needs 100% of oxygen. And now he's bleeding from the stomach. I'm so scared. Please help. You can check out last week's episode by clicking on the link below this video. In this week's episode of Your Questions Answered, I want to answer another series of questions from one of our clients in this case study, which is an excerpt from a phone counseling and consulting session with me. And the question this week is, my wife has been in intensive care for 45 days, ventilated with tracheostomy. I want her at home instead of going to long-term acute care. What are my options? Today is another great case study where I can help Jeff, one of our clients, in a very stressful and complex situation. Let me give you a little bit of background of the story. Jeff's wife has been in intensive care for over 45 days now with COPD, and she has been ventilated with a tracheostomy. She hasn't been doing great, and she hasn't really been able to come off the ventilator at all. Jeff, like so many other families in intensive care and like so many of our clients, feels pressure from the doctors to agree to, quote unquote, pulling the plug on his wife and basically let her die. The other alternative the hospital and the intensive care team is giving Jeff is to have his wife transferred to another state, into a nursing home. Not very appealing and probably very much out of touch with reality, as this would uproot the family. Jeff is considering his options and he's considering home care instead, and as part of his decision-making process, he has found that intensive care at home is potentially an option. This case study really goes to show that we really can do our best work when we speak to both doctors, nurses, and families, because then we can really advocate for your loved one and get the outcomes you and your family want, need, and deserve. Go and see for yourself now how I can help Jeff make sense in a very complex situation and also find out if his wife is in a real or perceived end-of-life situation. So the dialogue between Jeff and myself is documented below this video. You can read it there. So if you're watching this on YouTube, click on the link below this video and it'll get you to the website where you can read the one-on-one consultation between me and Jeff. Thank you for watching and I'll talk to you soon. So how can you become the best advocate for your critically ill loved one? Make informed decisions, get peace of mind, control, power, and influence quickly whilst your loved one is critically ill in intensive care. You get to that all-important feeling of making informed decisions, get peace of mind, control, power, and influence when you download your free instant impact report now by entering your email below. In your free instant impact report, you learn quickly how to make informed decisions, get peace of mind, real power and real control, and how you can influence decision-making fast whilst your loved one is critically ill in intensive care. Your free instant impact report gives you in-depth insight that you must know whilst your loved one is critically ill or is even dying in intensive care. Sign up and download your free instant impact report now by entering your email below. In your free instant impact report, you learn how to speak the secret intensive care language so that the doctors and the nurses know straight away that you are an insider and that you know and understand what's really happening in intensive care. In your free report, you will also discover how to ask the doctors and the nurses the right questions. Discover the many competing interests in intensive care and how your critically ill loved one's treatment may depend on those competing interests. How to eliminate fear, frustration, stress, struggle, and vulnerability, even if your loved one is dying. You get 5 mind-blowing tips and strategies helping you to get on the right path to making informed decisions, get peace of mind, control, power, and influence in your situation. You'll get real-world examples that you can easily adapt to your and your critically ill loved one's situation. How to stop being intimidated by the intensive care team and how you will be seen as equals. You'll get crucial behind-the-scenes insight so that you know and understand what's really happening in intensive care. And how you need to manage doctors and nurses in intensive care, and it's not what you think. Thank you for tuning into this week's Your Questions Answered episode, and I'll see you again in another update next week. Make sure you also check out our blog section for more tips and strategies, or simply send me an email to support@intensivecarehotline.com with your questions. Or you can call me, find international phone numbers on our contacts tab. Also, check out our ebook section where you get more ebooks, videos, and audio recordings, and where you can also get one-on-one counseling and consulting with me via Skype, over the phone, or via email by clicking on the products tab at the top of the website. This is Patrick Hutzel from intensivecarehotline.com, and I'll see you again next week in another update.